USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has agreed to a three-week extension of funding to end the partial government shutdown without getting money for the wall. After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown doesn't have any wall money, and Democrats say the president has finally agreed with them about opening the government first before the discussions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president said if the new deal doesn't have money for the wall, he'll declare a national emergency to build it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Roger Stone says he's preparing for the fight of his life, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Trump advisor Robert Stone said in a Fox News interview Friday that the indictment brought against him as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is thin and is really about silencing him. But Stone says he was prepared for the fight of his life. The indictment unsealed Friday does not charge Stone with conspiring with WikiLeaks, which published emails of Democrats during the 2016 campaign, or with the Russian officers Mueller says hacked them. Instead, it accuses him of lying about his interactions related to WikiLeaks. Leaks released during probes by Congress and Mueller's team.
A Florida police chief's decision not to release the names of some of the five women killed in a bank shooting this week represents the first test of a new victim's privacy law. Florida specifically allows crime victims to prevent the disclosure of information that could be used to locate or harass them or their families. First Amendment advocates say allowing crime victims to determine what information gets released sets a dangerous precedent. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Walmart is willing to spend good money to hire hundreds of truck drivers. John Clemens reports.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
In a statement on the company's corporate website, Lori Purnell, Walmart's Director of Driver Talent Acquisition, states, assessments, mentorship, and a faster hiring process are all part of new onboarding events that are filling critical new jobs created by Walmart's business growth during an industry-wide shortage.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm John Clemens.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming out soon. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.